until we're finished. But Psalm 23, tonight we're at the phrase of Psalm 23, verse 5, the second phrase. Last week we saw that he prepared a table before in the presence of our enemies. And we saw, obviously we can see principles throughout the Word of God and how that, you know, God is there for us. And he's going to guide us, and we've seen that as far as being the shepherd and us being the sheep. And of course, I've heard preachers say, and not that I want to call us dumb, but you know, I've heard preachers say that he picked sheep because they're not very smart and they need the shepherd and so forth. And I would agree with that. We do need the shepherd and so forth. And I want to obviously claim all these promises and principles and things like that to help me in my life. Because we are going to need them in life. And this one is basically the next phrase there in Psalm 23, verse 5. We see here, "Thou anointest my head with oil." And of course, you know, we're going to obviously go through the principles here. And there's, just like we saw last week, when he prepares us a table before us in the presence of our enemies, we saw maybe, you know, in our life and our thought pattern there would be, okay, we just came through the valley of the shadow of death. And so we saw that sometimes we might be thinking, I just need to get by myself. I just need to get away. And where we see that God, our shepherd, says, no, you need nourishment. You need to sit down here at this table because you've been running for your life. Hopefully you've been listening to me. You've let me guide you through that. But now what you need, and of course I gave the example of sometimes when we go through a valley, you know, if it does involve death, obviously there's hurt there, there's missing, there's obviously a great change in our life. And so sometimes we have seen that maybe we don't need to be around a lot of people, maybe we just don't need to talk, but it would be better for us to come in maybe a little late, sit close to the back, get some nourishment from the Word of God and obviously and get some prayer and things like that, and then maybe slip out. But we do need to sit down at that table. We need that nourishment. And so same thing here. We're going to see that we're like, yeah, I don't need any oil. You know, and we've seen, obviously, when you know, the perfume and stuff was poured on Jesus. Oh, man, that's a great waste. And we could have sold that and gave it to the poor and this, that, and other. And, of course, Jesus is like, look, all right, she's doing what she needs to be doing. And things like that. So sometimes we do need that oil. We do need that that medication on our wounds and things like that. So I got a few open introductory statements, and then we'll go through and we'll get to the outline shortly. But it's closer to the end. But Psalm 23, verse 5 tells us, "Thou anointest my head with oil." So when we've come through the valley of the shadow of death, we've seen that we do need that nourishment. We need to sit down at that table. And I will remind us that, you know, we don't sit down at the table, and the Bible says in the presence of our enemies. And so, you know, my flesh would want to go, you know, nanny, nanny, you know, at our enemies. You know, I'm over here eating food. You didn't get me. And, you know, you just need to, you know, take a hike. No, that's not what it's for. It's, you know, because we'll see here in just a minute that, you know, other than the devil, his doom is already made. But anybody out there that might be on our enemy side, you know, as far as hating religion or hating us or things like that, you know, our ultimate goal would be for them to get right, get saved, and let Jesus become their shepherd. All right, that would be the ultimate thing. And so, again, it's not to get even, or it's not to get ahead, or it's not to say nanny, nanny, boo-boo. So same thing here. We need that oil. And so it says here, it's not only that our shepherd has prepared us that table for nourishment, he wants to tend to our wounds. And again, I wish I could say, get saved, become a Christian, and you'll never have a heartache. You'll never have a wound. Nobody will ever mistreat you. Everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to be a bed of roses. But I don't find that in here. All right. Until we get to heaven, then all that takes place. All right. Everything will be perfect, things like that. But we're going to go through a valley. We're going to be in the shadow of death. And we're going to have some wounds that need to be tended to, according to the Bible. And so we see here that this shepherd, he leads them through the valley of the shadow of death, and he makes sure they get some nourishment. But now that they're, you know, full, then they start thinking, oh man, I got this hurt, and this happened to me, and this and things like that. So we see here this oil What he's saying is, you know, you need some oil. Because if you don't put, I mean, my grandmother, camphophonique was everything to my grandmother. Bug bite, camphophonique. Cut, camphophonique. Stomach ache, here, drink some camphophonique. I mean, it was just like, that was the fix-all, all right? And then some people are Neosporin. You know, I've seen some people, you know, that, you know, spray Windex on it. Windex, here, you got a cough. All right, you can't see. Windex will fix everything. I don't know if I agree with that one or not, but there are things like that. But that's what God's saying here is sometimes when you have a wound, you don't need to just tough it out. All right? You know, again, I went through that stage. I'm not taking any medicine. All right? Dude, you got walking pneumonia. I'll be all right. I'm hawking up a piece of lung, you know. Take some antibiotics. It'll help. And so that's what he's saying here is, look, I want to anoint your head with oil. I want to take care of your wounds. And so that oil, what will it do? It will prevent infection and even disease and then death. And so if we come out of that valley of that shadow of death, we get our nourishment at the table, but then we have some wounds and we're like, I'll be all right. I can tough it out. Just rub some dirt in it. Spiritually speaking, you know, sometimes we need God to help us, and we need Him to help us with those wounds because they will fester and they will get infected and they could cause some type of disease and even death. And so He's like, look, you need some oil. So not only will it prevent it getting worse, and the Bible talks about that. You know, a wounded spirit, who can bear? Nobody can. You need the shepherd to help you. Here's a hurtful thing. And so if you don't take care of it, it can turn into that root of bitterness and it can take you out. And so we need it to prevent that infection and that disease. Secondly, that oil also will soothe and relieve the irritation. Okay, so obviously we know this physically. If you got poison ivy, they say don't scratch it. But it itches. I got some scars on my body because I wasn't supposed to scratch it, but I did because it itched. And now I do have a scar. All right, but it's okay. you can make it worse. You can get it infected and you can scratch. And so spiritually speaking, when we have that wound, whether it be the devil or his imps or some person being used in the hand of the devil, wound us. Right? What's the Holy Spirit? It's the oil. What is the Holy Spirit supposed to do? Comfort. And so we get that oil put on those wounds and it soothes it. And so in my mind, I'm thinking like this, okay, this person lied about me. This happened to me. And this person did this. And the shepherd's like, hey, come here. Let me put some oil on that. And the shepherd's sitting there doing that, and I'm looking, I'm thinking, well, he took a cat of nine tails on his back for me. Right? He took some nails in his hands for me. He took a spear in his side. He got his beard plucked out. He got spat upon for me. It kind of soothes. He knows what he's talking about. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, all right, got crucified. And so when he's like, look, I want to help you. I want to soothe that irritation. I want to relieve that irritation. He's able to do that. And then it says here, it will begin the healing process. And some things that you've dealt with in your Christian life, you thought, okay, yeah, the Holy Spirit helped me, and this verse, boy, it helped me take that next step. And I thought I was going, and I thought I was over it, and then wham, okay, it's kind of like a wound. It scabs over, and then it starts itching. And there it goes. Here it comes right back. So we've got to be careful. The devil's always going to bring that up. It itches. It's an irritation. You know. If God really loved you, He wouldn't allow that to happen to you. And boy, He just wants to get it all brought back up. And so, with the Holy Spirit, the shepherd wants to heal, wants to prevent, wants to soothe, things like that. So some situations, the Bible, there was oil poured out for this kind of stuff, for recognition, for acceptance and for an honor. And so sometimes the Holy Spirit may be saying, you know, you did exactly what you were supposed to with God's help. And so here's some recognition. An attaboy, if you want to. A pat on the back. If you hadn't let God help you, you would have been a bad testimony. But you let Him help you, and now you were a good testimony. So here's some recognition. God, you living like that, behaving like that, is acceptable unto God. So here's some oil. And God wants to honor us. And so He'll bless us. So a sheep / Christian, you're going to get some wounds. I wish I had a better opening statement than that, but you're going to have some wounds. And that comforter is there to help you. Obviously, all of us have been saved for a good while in here, I believe. And I'm sure something has been said about you in a gossiping way, a backbiting way, a hurtful way. And I mean, just wham, there's a wound. But the Holy Spirit's like, I got it. I got something for that. How about a gash or a burn that was caused by a lie? Well, I didn't say that. I didn't do that. And they lied. Wham. All of us are going to be roughed up by the opposition. The devil's just going to make sure of it. I mean, you can ask Job. You can ask Joseph. You can ask David. I mean, just keep on going down. All the biblical people, they faced or obscene wounds. It's just the way it is. So according to the Bible, we have to do our part, though. All right, so Jesus he's rubbing that oil on that wound, and He might look and say, hey, look, the Bible says you've got to forgive. Mm-mm. Yeah. I forgave. I mean, remember all those people doing that you just mentioned a while ago? I said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. So while I'm binding up your wound, what you need to do is forgive them. They don't deserve it. Probably not. But we're talking about the bitterness not coming, you not getting the disease, and you not dying. So we're talking about let's bind this wound up, and then while I'm doing that, rubbing this oil on there, what I need you to do is forgive. Okay. Oh yeah. Do this also. Pray for them. What? I mean, they said this and they said that. Yeah, I know. And I'm binding the wound. I'm putting the comfort on there. I'm putting the oil on there. But what I need you to do is I need you to forgive them. And I need you to pray for them. Ooh, I don't know. That's just too much to ask. So we see that the shepherd comes and starts binding up those wounds and says, you know, that one that was chasing you in the valley, you need to forgive them and pray for them. So it says here, this cut can be taken care of by the oil, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. The emphasis here can be taken care of by, the issue here can be taken care of, the emotional part, I guess, can be taken care of by a principle or by a scripture. That's what he's saying here. I'm going to help you. The Holy Spirit's going to help you. He's going to mend that wound. He's going to comfort you. Take off the bandages and replace some things like that. But emotionally, what you need to do is find some forgiveness verses and find some prayer verses and find some principle to keep going. And a good soldier endures hardness. I mean, just whatever you need to do. Grab that. It'll help you emotionally. And then he goes, and by the way, you got to leave the judgment to me. All right, because what we want to do is, okay, as soon as I'm okay with this wound here, I'm getting even. I'm going to do, no. He's like, look, this is what you do. He says, you got to leave it to me. So we have to let the oil do its job, and we have to forgive and to pray for, and then we just got to let God take care of it. And, you know, that's not just my opinion. Romans 12:20. It says if we'll do that, and we'll do it with the right spirit, it's like heaping coals of fire on their head. So we think, okay, reverse osmosis here, reverse psychology. I'll be right, things like that, so God will get them. No, He sees our heart. Verse 19 says this, avenge not yourselves. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. That's what God says. So what you need to do is let the oil heal it. You forgive and pray. get you some Bible verses and go forward and let me take care of it. Proverbs 24:17, rejoice not when thy enemy falleth, and let not thy heart be glad when he stumbleth. Get him, God! Listen to this next verse. Lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from them. So according to the Bible, if that person that gave me this wound, all right, God's helping me wound it up, but I'm not forgiving, and I'm not praying, and I'm not looking for any emotional verses to live by, and get them, God. It says here, God's just going to turn, not mess with him. But he says, if you'll just let me have it, you forgive and you pray, you go on, you let the Holy Spirit heal up that wound, I will. He's a just God. But he says, I have to do it. Vengeance is mine, our place. So ultimately, and I've already said this statement, we should want our enemies to turn and follow the shepherd. And the only way this will happen is if we forgive, we pray, and we let God do what he wants to do. Because I know from experience, when I'd done something wrong and the Holy Spirit or God was correcting me, that's what got me right. Not somebody's getting even with me. Not somebody's hatred of me. But it was God dealing with me that caused me to get right. So all that will happen. And if it doesn't, that wound will cause us to get bitter. And that bitterness will basically infect us to the point that it might even kill us. So our shepherd has the oil, and he wants to cleanse it and to cure it, and for all the impurities out of it and the improper attitudes, he wants to get rid of all that. And then he says, look, you're well on your way to being healed of this matter. So the oil is not just for cleansing, but it's for curing. It's also for soothing. The wound left unattended, it'll burn, it'll itch, it'll sting, it'll throb, it will increase in pain. So it needs to be attended. So we've all dealt with a headache. Again, I have allergy issues, and sometimes those sinus headaches, boy, my goodness. And I'll be tough as I can until I need something. And so I'll go to the medicine cabinet and get me some medicine. Some of us have had body aches and muscle aches from doing different things. So I just need to rest, or I just need to sit down, or I just need to get right, get this right. Emotional stress problems can evade our dreams and rob us of sleep. And so we have to let God do what he wants us to do. So we need to take this oil from the shepherd and let it soothe our pain. We have to be close enough that the shepherd can reach us. That's the key. A lot of people are like, well, I've been trying. But you got to be close enough. I mean, you have to be with arm's length of the shepherd. If you're not even in the pasture, you're not going to get the shepherd's care. If you've ran off and trying to do your own thing, if you're not within arm's length of the shepherd, he's not going to be able to help you. So we see here there is no advantage or just being tough or I just got to be me. We need to be close enough and have a close enough relationship with the shepherd that he can do that. So statements like this, don't hurt for just the sake of hurting. A lot of people, they think, I'll just tough it out. I mean, this person really, really hurt me, or this situation has hurt me. I'm just going to be hurting for hurting's sake. No. You can ask God, and He will come and help you. He'll anoint it with oil, and He'll give you the steps to take to get rid of that hurting. So we're special to the shepherd. He doesn't want us to hurt. He doesn't want us to go through situations like that without Him. He's like, just like we try to do our kids, things like that. He goes, hey, I got a special place for you to sit right here. All right, that's what he wants us to do. Come sit here and let me anoint that wound with oil. Then he goes, I have a special portion for you to eat. Here's the table, and here's some oil for those wounds. And I have a special, pouring of oil that will help that heal. When Psalm 23 was written, most people think that it was when David was actually running from his son Absalom. I don't know that for sure. But if you look at David's life, there were several times of his life that he needed the shepherd's help. Some of it was caused by himself and his sins, but at this point, he had gotten right with the Lord, things like that, and his son, Absalom, had rebelled against him, had taken over the kingdom. So David could not, he could have been remembering as a teenage boy when he was at his dad's house, and Samuel came there, led of God, and said, "Hey, can I see all your boys?" And they all came, and Samuel poured the oil on David's head, anointing him as the king. And so he could have been remembered that. That all was talked about in 1 Samuel 16, verses 1 through 13. Now David had only a handful of loyal followers, and he was on the run. He was forced to abandon his throne and to flee into the valley of Kidron. It says here, all his power was stripped away. He had no throne. He had no crown. He had no scepter. He had no protection. And then, lo and behold, he starts out writing, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then he gets all the way down to what we're talking about tonight. "And you anointed my head with oil." So he might have been remembering his relationship with the shepherd. And we can remember our relationship with the shepherd when he saved us. When he came looking for us when we were going astray. And when he brought us back into the fold. And again, it was not to knock us upside the head, but it was to start taking care of those wounds. "See, little sheep, that world has caused this, this, and this, but I want to take care of it." Not, you know, "You've ruined it. You've messed up. You're no longer even worthy to be a sheep." No, no, no. "Come here. Come here. I'm going to wound all these. I'm going to put oil on all these wounds." So in spite of everything that we had done, our shepherd wants to pour oil on our wounds and make it better. So we know that Jesus obviously was the Messiah. He was the anointed one. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says this, "But of Him we are in Christ." So we're in Christ. We're in the Messiah. We're in the anointed one. We're in Him. John 14:20 says this, "And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." So that sheep has a personal relationship with the shepherd. And said, "Look, we're all in this together." Galatians 2:20 says here, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." So we have that as far as the sheep. We have that position. So we can be close to God, and we can be in Christ. And so we can be in the Scriptures. The oil is that symbol of the Holy Spirit. We can have the Holy Spirit in us and that Holy Spirit running through us. And so, of course, when we get saved, you've heard this said before, when you get saved, you get all of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to work any of the Holy Spirit up. You don't have to do a juke and jive to get the Holy Spirit there. You don't have to do anything to get more of the Holy Spirit. You got all of Him. Now, obviously, as closer you get to God and get to Jesus and get to the Holy Spirit, the more of the Holy Spirit gets you. Anytime that we're going to do something, the Holy Spirit wants to flow through us. I like to sing, but I want the Holy Spirit to sing through me, not my ability. But I want Him to sing through me. I like to give a testimony, but I want the Holy Spirit to get the glory. I like to preach, but I don't want to preach in my own power. I want the Holy Spirit to speak through me. I like to give the gospel. But the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. He will work through us. So Acts 2:4 and Acts 4:8 and verse 31 talks about that, how the Holy Spirit works through us. So whether we are hurting or helping, we need the Holy Spirit. So I said all that. That was my introduction. I'm going to give you my points just like this. Okay. So whether we're hurting, we need the Holy Spirit to comfort us and to heal us and to take those biblical principles. Forgive, pray, let God take care of it. You go forward. So I'm hurting. I need the Holy Spirit. Comforter has come. All right. If I want to help in the ministry, help by singing, help by preaching, help by giving a testimony, help by giving out the gospel, we need the Holy Spirit. So whether we're helping or hurting, we need the Holy Spirit. We need that oil. So we need to stay close enough to the shepherd to get it when we need it. So we are saying, if we're not in that pasture, if we're not at that table, we're not close enough to get anointed. So, here's my outline: how to be sure that we can have that anointing. How to be sure? And we saw it in verse 5, second part, "Thou anointest my head with oil." David was able to say that. So in other words, he was close enough to the shepherd that when he was hurting, the shepherd was helping him. When he wanted to help the shepherd was, the Holy Spirit was there. So we see here, stay within arm's length of the shepherd. Secondly, not only stay within the arm's length of the shepherd, and again, I've talked to people like that, and they say, well, you know, God blesses you, and God blesses the people at your church, and God, why won't He bless me? I'm saved. Are you within an arm's distance? If you're out there doing your own thing and being worldly and, you know, could care less about church, care less about God, He's not going to do the same for you. But if you're in His pastor, sitting at that table He's prepared for you, allowing Him to anoint you with oil when you're hurting and need, and you're wanting to help, then you can have it. Then secondly, not only stay within arm's length of the shepherd, but we ought to seek. Seek all those sheep. We've talked about it for weeks. When that enemy was out there, where were their eyes? On the shepherd. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to protect us? And so we got to seek that Holy Spirit. So they've always said this, stay close to the spout where the glory comes out. All right. So if you want God to bless you, if you want that oil, you're going to have to get over there close to the spout where the glory comes out. So seek it. Where's it at? And if you look throughout history, anybody that had a personal revival, they were seeking. Any group throughout history that had a group revival, they were seeking. So here's the key. And I'll read you a couple of verses that have that word seek in it. Listen to these. Numbers 15:39. "And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them." So here's the key. Those people, God's not blessing me. Where's that oil? Well, do you remember the commandments? Well, yeah. Are you doing them? Well, not all of them. And so if we want to be there where that glory comes out, we got to remember all the commandments and do them. Here it is, "that ye seek not after your own heart or your own eyes, after which ye use to go a-whoring." So if we want to be close enough where that spout, where that glory comes out, we've got to be close enough. We've got to seek after God. Here's another one, Deuteronomy 4:29. "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord..." All right, so now you've realized it. So from this day forward, "if thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt find Him. And if thou seek Him with all thine heart and with all thy soul." So again, if I want my wounds taken care of and I want help to help Him, I've got to be close enough to Him. Psalm 9:10, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." Psalm 27:4, "Oh, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in thy house," or the house of the Lord, "all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in His temple." So, of course, if this person wants the Holy Spirit to bind their wounds and to help them, he's like, "Look, I'm just making a commitment. This one thing that I desire, I'm going to be in the house of God all the days of my life. I'm not going to be in church, out church. Back, out. No, I'm going to be in His house." Then it says here, "I'm going to behold the beauty." In other words, the shepherd's going to bind the wounds, and he's going to help. He's going to make everything go better. "And I'm going to require in the temple." And Matthew 6:33, very familiar verse about seek. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So how do I be anointed with that oil? Stay within arm's length and seek it. Seek it. Stay close. Meditate. Go to the house of the Lord. Find those verses that you can count on and ask Him for it. So we stay, we seek. Here's another one. Submit. Submit. And that's a hard one. Staying still, staying close to God, a little easier. Seeking, pretty easy. But submitting, whew. But if you find that, submit to the Holy Spirit, there's all kinds of places in the Bible where it talks about yielding to the Holy Spirit, surrendering to the Holy Spirit, dedicating yourself to the Holy Spirit, consecrating yourself to the Holy Spirit, set aside for God's use only. So we see here, stay within arm's length, seek, submit. Here's another one, And some of us are good at this because we're stubborn. And I'll put myself at the top of that list. Right? We're stubborn. Steadfastness. That's what I've heard. That's a spiritual word of being stubborn. Not moving. I'm steadfast. I'm just going to stay right here. It's kind of like that guy that knocked on the door and said, "Hey, give me some bread. I had a guy stop by. We're already in bed. Go on. Hey, I need some bread. I had a guy stop by and I don't have anything to feed him." Dude. Hey, okay. All right. And so again, we're like, "Look, God, I'm just going to stay in your house. I'm going to stay close to you. I'm going to stay and live by these principles. So you have to bless me. You have to anoint me." So steadfastness we see here. You don't have to just read one verse. Keep reading more verses. You don't have to come to church just one time. Keep coming. You don't have to just pray one prayer. Keep praying. You don't have to just give the gospel one time. Keep giving it. That's what he said. "Look, I know if I do all those things that the Holy Spirit's going to be right there. I'm going to be close enough to God. So I'm just going to keep doing it over and over and over." So we don't get to be first. And then it says here, you have not because you ask not. We have to ask. So keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Keep staying right there. And then lastly, we see here, not only do we need to stay within arm's length of the shepherd, we need to seek that spout where the glory comes out. We need to submit to the Holy Spirit, do what He says, and just stay. Be steadfast. And here's what we need to do. Use what He gives you. Use what He gives you. It's kind of like it says here, when God puts the Holy Spirit on you to share. To sing, sing. To be a blessing, be a blessing. Whatever he gives you, use it. And it's what our parents always told us. "Look, when you finish what you have, I'll give you some more." All right, but what we were doing, we were counting on how many siblings. Right, "I'm not going to get enough of that mac and cheese over there if she don't go ahead and give me a spoon now. Because so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, they're going to get a scoop. So I need it now." All right? So what they would tell you, "You clean your plate, then I'll give you some more." So then we're over there. All right, maybe we're under the table to Rover, the broccoli under there, the mac and cheese in here. We're doing our part to get some more. And I'm not saying, try to pull a fast one on God. He knows about the broccoli. But it says here, if He gives us something, use it. It's kind of like the manna. There was somebody that said, "Look, I'm tired of getting up every morning and going to get that. I'm just going to get 5 or 6 days worth. That way in the morning I can sleep in and I'll be all right." And so they got them enough and they ate that day. Then the next morning after they finally got up, they opened it up and what was it? Worms everywhere. "Oh, dude." So you got to use what God gives you and let him just keep giving it to you. Keep giving it to you. So if you want to get some more, finish what God gave you. It's that daily bread. So we see that God's like, "Hey, I want to anoint you. I'm the shepherd. I know you got wounds." I had wounds. Okay? I get it. Right? I didn't say life, you're going to have to endure hardness like a good soldier. I didn't say it was going to be bed of roses to be a Christian. When you would do good, evil presence is with you. The devil's going to try. There's going to be enemies out there. But when you get hurt, just come here. Stay within an arm's distance. I will help soothe that wound. I'll comfort. And then you can get back up on your feet and you want to serve, then I'll give you some more, Holy Spirit. And you use that up and then I'll give you some more. He's just not going to, all these people that say they got more of it than we got, they lying. God doesn't do that. Amen? He's only going to give you what you're going to use. Amen? So let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day and thank you for the principle here that we've talked about tonight about you anointing our head with oil. Obviously, we know the Bible says that oil represents the Holy Spirit. Obviously, we've had some disappointments in our life. We've had some wounds. And Lord, if we're just trying to be tough, we're not going to make it. We need your help. Lord, I just ask you to help us to allow you to help us submit ourselves to you. Lord, get to the place where we can serve you. And Lord, And once we experience that Holy Spirit, man, that was good. That was fun. That was awesome. I want some more of that. Okay. Use that up. I'll give you some more. Now, Lord, thank you for these principles in Jesus' name. Amen.